9, and back to news stories. NCI Stalwart Handed Long Service Award. A volunteer who keeps a watchful eye along the coast around Tynmouth has been presented with a Long Service Award for his dedication to the National Coast Watch Institution, NCI, in Tynmouth. Tony Parker received his 10-year service certificate and badge from NCI Tynmouth Station Manager James Campbell on Monday, January the 20th. As he presented Tony with his award, James thanked him for his service and dedication and described him as a stalwart of the station. "You always know when Tony is on duty," James commented. "It's impossible to arrive before Tony. He's always in early." Tony, who spent 40 years as a barber at Brimson's in Newton Abbot, signed up as a volunteer after hearing about NCI Tynmouth from one of his customers. He arrived at the station just after the current East Cliff Lookout Tower was completed. NCI Tynmouth is the ears and eyes along the coast between Tor Bay and the Exe Estuary. It is staffed entirely by volunteers. The organisation receives no public funding and is completely reliant on voluntary contributions and donations. Based in the old Coast Guard station at East Cliff in Tynmouth, volunteers keep watch from the lookout tower during daylight hours, looking for people or vessels who might be in difficulty or distress. If they spot anybody in trouble, they initiate and coordinate a response alongside other agencies such as the RNLI, HM Coast Guard, the police, ambulance service and Border Force Agency. Volunteers keep watch during daylight hours 365 days a year. The team also operate two webcams, which can be viewed on its website and provides advice on local sea conditions and weather reports. Visitors are welcome to visit the lookout. And there is a photograph of Tony receiving his award.
Play park for upgrade after takeover. Families in Heathfield are set to benefit from improved children's play facilities after Bovey Tracy Town Council agreed to seek ownership of a district play park. The site in Prince Rupert Way is currently in the possession of Teignbridge District Council and described as being poorly equipped with little to offer. There are just two small swings and two seesaw rides, the slide having already been removed due to corrosion. Town Council ward members, councillors Lisa Robillard-Webb and Hannah Mills-Brown, have been negotiating a takeover from Teignbridge District Council since 2023, but the talks stalled owing to an issue at the district authority. Meanwhile, people living locally have witnessed improvements to play equipment in Bovey Tracy while growing frustrated at the lack of progress on their own patch. Now, with Teignbridge disposing of assets as part of the local government reorganisation, it has agreed to transfer the park to BTTC. The deal could also include more than £27,000 to kickstart the improvement fund, which is more likely to need £50,000 or more. Councillors Robillard-Webb and Mills-Brown presented the news to a meeting of the full council held at Heathfield Community Centre. And they said, "We'd really like to make a nice job of it to show Heathfield we care. We also don't want to wait another 2 years or more, otherwise the current toddlers there will miss out." The meeting heard that the project was marked as a go in the Town Council capital budget for the coming year, after which members voted in favour of pursuing the project further.
Former Royal Marine insulted by President Trump. An inspiration former Royal Marine from Devon has hit back at Donald Trump's insult to those who served in Afghanistan. Lee Spencer, famous as the one-legged rower in his record-breaking Atlantic exploits, is a veteran of the deadly Afghan conflict. He spoke up in defence of all those who fought and died or survived the war, often badly wounded. Lee of Horribridge said the president had diminished all their contributions. The US president said in a media interview that the US could not rely on NATO allies such as the UK to come to its aid. When they did fight, they stayed off the front line, in other words, out of serious harm's way. Trump said, "We never needed them. We have never really asked anything of them. They say they'll send some troops to Afghanistan, and they did. They stayed back a little off the front lines." His comments on Fox News on Thursday, January the 22nd, drew outrage for being both disrespectful and inaccurate from many veterans, including Prince Harry and PM Sir Keir Starmer, who called them insulting and, frankly, appalling. The president later rode back on his Truth Social platform, saying British troops were among the greatest of all warriors and acknowledged that 457 had died in Afghanistan, but he did not apologise as demanded. Meanwhile, Lee, who served with 40 Commando Royal Marines in Afghanistan, said, "President Trump's comments about NATO soldiers not being anywhere near the front line is a horrific insult to the friends and colleagues I lost."
Hairdresser wins prestigious award. A hairdresser from Newton Abbott has won a prestigious industry award. Lisa Coxall's business has been recognised as the best vegan hair salon in the Southwest England Prestige Awards 2025-26. Lisa said, "I have built hairdressing by Lisa around cruelty-free ethical values, and to have that recognised on a regional level is incredibly special. As a small independent business, this award really does make all the hard work worthwhile, and I'm so proud to be attending the awards presentation to represent both my salon and the local area." Lisa has more than 30 years of experience in the business, having won several awards over that time, including the South England Hair and Beauty Awards.